I'm also in ministry with Bill and Free Indeed. I was named head coach back in June, and been working with Bill and the coaches to bring a lot of freedom to Maine. So I want to give you a brief testimony of where we came from. And I was introduced to pornography at the age of 7 when me and my older brother brought it home from the dump with my father's consent. And that's exactly where that stuff should have stayed, was right in the dump. I believe pornography is as addictive as heroin. And that one exposure as a child triggered a 36-year addiction. It wasn't until after I was saved that this thing took on a new and sinister power. I'm not talking about looking at flyers in the newspaper. I'm talking about delving deep into the sex industry and having a struggle in your life that is consuming. The power of it is like none other that I've faced in my life. Drugs, alcohol dropped off. Different sinful attitudes, they dropped off when I came to Christ. This did not. It hung on. My years at Bible school were more of a bloody trench warfare of overcoming lust than it was learning the Bible. I did graduate with honors, and met Anna, and we got married. And shortly after we got married is when the real trouble began. There's a verse in Genesis that says, God said to Cain, sin is crouching at your door, and its desire is to have you, but you must master it. There's a war for mastery of a man in this life. And I was losing the battle. I desperately wanted freedom, but just didn't know how to get it. When we came into Free Indeed, our family was nearly destroyed. My wife and I were so full of pain. I was full of pain at my failure, at what I did to her, of the depths of sin that I had fallen to. She was full of pain over the betrayal. We couldn't barely keep our heads above water. Daily tasks were just laborsome. I couldn't go on in life. I was borderline suicidal. That's when I called Free Indeed again to get back in with the follow-on program. If Bill was so gentle, so patient, a heavy hand would have sunk me. If somebody would have come in and just said, hey, you filthy, betraying sinner, why don't you just repent? I wouldn't have made it. I needed biblical discipleship. I needed someone to come alongside me and walk me out of this wilderness of sin that I was lost in. Bill Irwin was God's instrument to do that. Step by step, day by day, I got what I needed, and our family got what we needed. It was the grace of God. It was Jesus with real hands, with real arms of tenderness. I'm not saying Bill was soft on sin. He is not. He directly confronted me. But my whole life, I had adopted my thinking and my behavior to compensate for this so-called consuming craving. And Bill challenged me that no, there's a choice in the matter. You can choose whether you are going to submit to this thing, whether you are going to be slave or whether you are going to be master. And step by step, he helped me to retrain my mind to become master. I choose today. I wanted to go from deliverance service to deliverance service, looking for the right evangelist to cast the demon of lust out of me. I'm the demon. I choose. He confronted me with the word of God, which says, no temptation has overtaken you as such that is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. The devil can dangle the carrot, but it's us who bite. Each man is dragged away and enticed of his own lust. I had to take control through the grace of God. And so today, we work with addicts constantly, giving away these same principles. choosing freedom, choosing a pure thought life. My wife and I are so very happy, and God's just given me a hatred for sin and a new love for her and a humility to receive. You might ask, how could you get up here and speak? You know, after the things you've done, it's because there's no more hidden life. There's no more darkness. I'm all fessed up. If you'd like to take me inside and tell me what a crud I am, I'll receive it. And I'll ask you, how can I do a little better? My life's an open book now. So that's it for me. And thank you for the opportunity of speaking with you.